First Light from Westwood One News, 36 past. I'm Evan Haining. If you want to get it, got to play to win. So give us a call at 800-736-3666. You have probably seen the ads on TV urging Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke to keep the designation of national monuments. Now, the Trump administration is reviewing over 20 national monuments, and they may downsize or even eliminate lots of them. What do you think of that? Is this a right-left issue, or is conserving our national and natural resources a conservation issue, a conservative issue? Call 800-736-3666. You can email firstlightradio@gmail.com. Now, these monuments bring lots of money to local communities, if you want to talk money. I know the way I'm putting this is loaded, but I don't care. Should these monuments be downgraded and turned over to the use of a fat cat or two instead of benefiting all the local businesses and people and communities who have built much of their lives around these monuments for generations? Why should they get the rug pulled out from under them? Why should we suddenly change the rules? 800-736-3666 is the number to call. You can email firstlightradio@gmail.com. Also, if you live near one of these monuments, tell us what it's like. Tell us if you think maybe there's a reason they should be, not decommissioned, that isn't the word, but whatever they're going to do to change the rules and make them a little less protected than they are. 800-736-3666. National Wildlife Federation President and CEO Colin O'Mara joins us. And Colin, please tell us about some of the monuments that are under review.
So there's 27 monuments under review across the country, and they go back to the Clinton administration. So there's some larger ones like the Bear's Ears, which protects spectacular cultural artifacts in southern Utah, and some of the best kind of wildlife corridors in the nation. There's Escalante, which was expanded at the end of the Clinton administration. Maine Woods is another one it's amazing kind of older forest.
What would be done with these monuments if the Trump administration revokes or downgrades their protections?
Yeah, so monument designations basically afford additional protections and a lot of times additional investment and additional kind of collaborative management processes. And so if you remove the designations, you could see restrictions, you could see reductions in access for, camping and hiking and fishing and hunting. You could see more extraction. You could see more oil and gas drilling or, maybe more mineral development, depending on the location. And so it removes a layer of kind of conservation protection that, previous administrations had thought was appropriate based on massive outpouring of support from local communities.
Well, now you talk about a reduction in access, but aren't a lot of these places economically advantageous to the areas adjacent to them?
Well, then that's the argument that we've been making, saying I can talk to them blue in the face about the wildlife values and the conservation values. These sites are a big part of America's $887 billion outdoor economy. And they tend to support tourism and folks are traveling to a new state. Say you're going to Utah and you're looking for, the things to visit. You're going to look at the national parks and you're going to look at the national monuments as the places to go. And so these sites have proven over and over again to be huge, huge benefits to local communities.
Well, yeah, I hear that. I mean, even when there is, let's say, a forest fire and the fire is far, far distant, if the road is cut off, all of these motels along the road suffer business and they lose money.
No, exactly. And I think that's the part of the debate that we've been missing. I mean, President Roosevelt, when he passed the Antiquities Act, Theodore Roosevelt, in 1906, he saw that there were opportunities to both have some economic development and, have sustainable harvests for timber and things like that, but also that there's a huge benefit to local communities protecting these things. And I feel like, 110 years later, we're still having the same debate. And I can bring you local guides and retailers and restaurants and hotel owners and things like that these sites are their lifeblood. I mean, they are the basis for their entire business, and those businesses could struggle depending on what decisions are made in the next few days.
Now, I see all these ads on TV. What is public opinion regarding these monuments?
Yeah, I mean, the numbers are overwhelming. I mean, numbers, more than 80% of Americans support retaining the monuments. I mean, for most Americans, they can't afford, big private tracts of land. I mean, these are the ways we recreate, and these are the ways we travel. And so, I mean, we can't get 85% of Americans to agree on anything these days, yet there's overwhelming bipartisan support. And it's roughly equal between parties, between income levels, between races. There's broad support across every category.
All right, Colin O'Mara, President and CEO of the National Wildlife Federation, thank you. Now it's time to hear from you. 800-736-3666 is the number to call. 800-736-3666. Yes, we have open lines. We're going to talk to John. We'll talk to Raphael. We want to talk to you, too. 41 past. It's First Light.